We'd like to speak a little bit from the book of Matthew chapter 25, and from verse 1. And I find that the word of the Lord is so precious. Jesus, very deep the Lord. The Lord said, beginning in the first verse, it says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. But he said something before that, describing some events toward the end of the world. So in my mind, I draw this line. At that particular time, the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise." That blessed my soul. That's very deep. They didn't get wise by accident. No. They had to put forth some effort to be wise. If we zoom on in with the mic, and enlarge it and begin to look at it, what made them wise? Jesus said, "Whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man." It takes effort to obey the word of God. You're going to find that it takes a lot of effort to keep the word of God. It takes effort. So, he said, that digged deep. There is so much wrong with us. There's so much in us that was contrary to the word of God. We have to dig deep to be able to obey the word of God. There are some things, and there are some places you cannot walk with God until you are wholly sanctified. Some areas. It takes more than human strength. It takes more than the first work of grace to accomplish the will of God. So they weren't wise by accident. Let's look at, let's pause a little bit and look at Proverbs 2 a little bit, please, from verse 1. And this scripture means so much to me, so very precious. But lays for me a foundation for success in this walk with the Lord. And verse 1 says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom." It takes paying close attention to the word of God. "Incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding." Those are two very important words in our walk with the Lord. This is how it works. "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and lift up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures." Now the Lord said one place, "The children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light." I have observed some people, some young people, even in my own house. I remember coming up in high school, I was a little bit laid back and lackadaisical. But I've seen some children, even in my own house, when it comes to schoolwork, they didn't fool around. "Victoria, did you do your homework?" "I did it on the way home on the school bus." She's still ahead of the game. And I've seen they apply themselves diligently. I've went to graduation ceremonies. And some of the achievements, your jaw would drop, these children. How they diligently apply themselves. Thoroughly. This one boy was 14 years old, I think he was 14. He was graduating from FIU. 14 years old, Florida International University. But he applied himself so diligently. "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, if thou lift up thy voice for understanding, If thou seekest her as silver, and search for her as for hid treasures. If someone said now that there's gold over there in those hills, a lot of gold, there'd be a mad rush over there. Or oil. The equipment, the money to pour in, to dig, and we're going to get that gold. Oil. But they do it for a corruptible crown, the Bible says. And we, and how much more we need to dig into this thing. It takes something to get a hold of God like we should. The father or wiser says, was not by accident. That's deep. If you do all these things, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. Then. After we are saved and sanctified, we are not finished products. You have a long way to go. There's a life to be lived all along the way to the very end. And there is a very subtle devil, enemy. There are people who were once a blessing to me and they are gone today. Wondering what happened. So may the Lord help us. It takes something to truly understand the fear of the Lord. Remember David and Abishai? They came upon Saul. Seemed like they kind of trapped him in the cave. Abishai said, just say the word and I smite him once and not the second time. But David's heart smote him. See, David understood the fear of the Lord. He did not. See? So we can walk this way and be without understanding. So may the Lord help us. Amen. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. That's very important that we find these things. But it will take us digging, searching, crying, seeking. Here it is now. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. But we have to dig, seek, ask, knock. It takes something to get a hold of God. Amen. Let's give some more promises. He says, he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. You go to another big word, saints. That's our calling. We are called to be saints. I thought about the word saint. If you say you're a Christian, people say, oh, well. But when you say you are a saint, begin to look. You are what? See? Look at you very carefully. You are a saint. Well, I want to see that you like perfection. I want to see sainthood. Something out of this world I want to see from your life. You say you're a saint. But he preserveth the way of his saints. Then shall the understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom enters into thine heart and knowledge enters thy soul, discretion. We can be a foolish virgin. Without discretion. Without an understanding. But when wisdom enters into thine heart and knowledge is present unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee. Amen. Understanding shall keep thee. And it goes on. But may the Lord stir upon our hearts. You know, this thing about five worldwide. And this thing of so many, you can run so many different references. The Lord said one place that no man can pluck him out of my hand. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life and no man can pluck them out of my hand. It's not by accident. These are those, they seek God with their whole heart. They had a single eye. Their whole body was full of light. This wise, it means a lot. It's a lot to this. I thought about, you know, Colossians chapter 1. And here was a congregation. According to the writing, Paul has never been there. He didn't know them by face. But it seemed like that when Paul labored for 3 years in Ephesus, the Bible says out of that, all Asia heard the word of God, which includes Colossae. And so it seemed like Epaphras gotten saved and lived down there and ministered, and they rose up a wonderful congregation. And Paul heard about it from Epaphras, as he said over here in chapter 1. But when Paul heard about it, Paul was a wise master builder. He knew what it takes. Paul was a man, had a determination. We can say a lot of things about Paul, but he was a chosen vessel of Christ. He said that God separated him from the womb. Chosen. So when Paul heard about this, verse 9, Paul says, "For this cause, since the day we heard it," he said, "we have a long way to go. A lot to get a hold of. Do not cease to pray for you." And I wonder about Paul. It seemed like he prayed a whole lot, Paul. For a whole lot of people. Said, "Lord, help me." You know. To pray for you. And Paul asked some big things. He had vision, he had understanding. What it takes. And to desire that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Again, the Lord said, "Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in, but they that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven." It's important that we come to understand what the will of the Lord is. That's very important. So Paul said that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Why? We can't please him if we don't know his will. "That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." He knew what he was asking for. Paul, he saw the battle, he saw the enemy, you know what would it take. Paul said, "I ask these things. And increasing the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might." We need a lot of strength. The Bible said over there in the Old Testament, says, "Fortify your powers mightily." It said over the Ephesians, said, "Be strong in the Lord, the power of his might." We need that. Again, there is a very subtle devil out there. Very subtle. Do not underestimate the enemy. Don't do it. Many souls have been drawn away by the enemy. Many souls you would have never thought. Seduced by the enemy. "According to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness." We were the man Paul was. He said, "I glory in tribulation." James has counted all joy. Lord help us. Amen. When tests and trials come our way, that we can walk in the same steps. Didn't Paul say one place, "Follow me as I follow Christ"? He did, yes. Okay, about the wise. Same chapter. 21. "And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, Christ reconciled us in the body of his flesh to death for this purpose, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. That's his purpose. There are people, like I said, and I've seen them, diligently apply themselves to their education. They set goals and they achieve them. Yes. They had their sights set on a very rewarding career and they achieve those goals. Yes, I've seen them. And they work hard, they stayed with it. There are people who work day, go to school nights, study, yeah. And they do it. Amen. This is a greater calling, a far greater cause. But we are going to have to finish this race with the goods. Yeah. Now, God will do this, he says, now verse 23 says, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled. So we have to have a patient continuance in well-doing all along the way. And allow the enemy to all get in there anywhere. And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, which is preached unto to every creature under heaven, where I, Paul, am made a minister. And he's going to say some wonderful things. I talk about a mystery. We have to have a vision. We have to grasp something. What this thing is all about. This is a great salvation. It's a great salvation. There's a lot to this thing. God wants to reveal himself to us. The Bible says, I hath not seen, neither hear heard, nor entered into the heart of man, the thing that God prepared for them, love him, but God hath revealed him unto us by his Spirit. We need God to enlighten us for understanding. So, Paul said, now verse 26. Well, verse 25 says, whereof I made a minister according to the dispensation. It says, Colossians chapter 1, we're reading it. So God gave Paul a dispensation, a ministry, a proportion to fulfill his word. It says, even the mystery. It's a mystery because there are people who believe you can't live this way. Never, don't see it. But Paul says, even the mystery to whom the mystery was hid from ages and from generations. But there is something that we have today that Moses didn't see. Much as they were blessed and we are still blessed by their lives, there's something that they didn't see. God having prepared some better things for us. So, hid from generation, but is now made manifest to his saints. Sometimes I stutter. Let me try again. To whom God would make known. So God want to make something known to us today. What is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He said, no, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man, he'd go again in all wisdom. Paul knew he had the wisdom. He got hold of it. He knew he saw it very important. Paul said, we did this in all wisdom. We need wisdom. Five were wise. Help us, Lord. That we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. We need wisdom in everything, in ministry, in everything. Here goes now. Paul said, where unto I also labor. So Paul labored. And he strove, he says. Where unto also labor and strive, which worketh in me mightily. So Paul labored for soul salvation and perfection. So he labored for them. Then read a little bit also of chapter 2. For I would that you knew what great conflict. There it goes again. So Paul was warring, wasn't he? He said, I had great conflict. Not with sticks and swords, but Paul was warring, I don't know, on his knees, laboring, seeking God, wrestling with God, Lord. For you, Colossians, for them, Laodiceans, for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their heart might be comforted, being knit together in love. What about love this morning? Love is a whole subject by itself. So very important. Divine love. Amen. But that their heart might be knit together in love, we are going into all riches of the full assurance of understanding. Lord, help us to get a hold. To acknowledge the men of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Five were wise. What a blessing. So we can see that these five, they apply themselves diligently and get a hold of these things. So may the Lord help us and stir deeply upon our souls. These five wise were ready. They were accounted worthy to enter in. The Lord said, but those who were accounted worthy to obtain that world, they were counted worthy. The Lord says one place, watch ye therefore and pray always. Prayer must be a big part of our life. Has to be. That ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. Some didn't escape. Some got snatched away. But may the Lord help us. It says also the bride hath made herself ready. That's wisdom, isn't it? Sometimes some hard things hit some people's lives, some difficult situations. But comes what may in this life, we are going to have to bear our cross and follow Jesus. Amen. Amen. To get a hold of God, no matter what it is, how hard, how severe, and still be a saint. Yeah. Yes. We have to learn how to overcome. The Lord says, well, Revelation 2 and 3 about he that overcometh, a lot of good promises. What we're going to have to overcome is grace is sufficient. Thank the Lord. But five were foolish. Am I a foolish virgin? Do I let things take my attention from the Lord? The cares of this life, sowing among thorns, the lust of other things entering in, eating and drinking with drunken, smiting my fellow servant. Foolish. The Bible says, be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Yes. Foolish. May the Lord help us. It doesn't take any effort to be foolish. May the Lord help us, you know. I'm just sharing what I'm saying. But these things, you know, I think about these things, and these things stir my soul. Because above all things, I want to go to heaven so bad. Sometimes I think about being locked in a stop. That's not an option. I want to go to heaven. I got to go to heaven. So may the Lord help us. You know, five were foolish. The other were foolish, took their lamps and took no oil with them. No oil. David says, some psalmist says, I'll be anointed with fresh oil. Need fresh oil every day. In the Old Testament, the Bible gave the anointing oil. It was made specially. Yes. There was supposed to be nothing made like it. Right. If any man tried, say he'd be cut off. Right. Was very precious. God put a sanction upon it. It says the oil that ran down Aaron's beard. Says unity we heard this morning. It says it's like the precious oil the anointing, the Holy Ghost, anointing. We need the anointing of the Lord in our lives. His approval upon our lives. We need that. They took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their lamp. While the bridegroom tarried, I thought about a statement many times. And it seemed like this got to be the last days, thought about bridegroom tarried. While the bridegroom tarried, they all, wise and foolish, stumbled and slept. Remember one time Brother Hargrave preached a message in the congregation. He says this affected both wise and foolish. So they all slumbered. He says your best effort in this town come up as sleep. But if we look at the times now, while the bridegroom, a lot of things are happening. Seems to me, maybe someone can correct me if I'm wrong. After the 1880 Reformation, it seemed like they thought that the Lord would come soon after. Am I wrong? I don't know. But the bridegroom tarried, didn't he?
Yes.
Since then, so many things happened. The last thing I'm looking at, the time we're living in, was a landmark ruling by the Supreme Court legalizing gay marriage. I listened on the news radio in the world, not only in this country, but seem like everywhere. This thing is on the forefront. People are fighting for gay rights. I said, Lord, have mercy. The Lord said, as it was in the days of Lot. So, Lord, you've got to be coming soon. All these things are happening while the bridegroom tarried. And so many things have happened. Remember, well, the little boy, we were a little boy, little children in back in our country, Jamaica, or was born and raised in Jamaica. So one day while we were praying, somebody said, hey, they took prayer out of school in America. I wasn't saved, but it seemed to us so foolish. I said, what? I could not understand that. I remember, you know, in my country, every day we had prayer in school. The whole school gathered up in prayer. Called primary school, elementary school. We lined up, and then we had songs, and we had prayer. We go to our classes. When I went to high school, the Bible was a subject in high school. A subject, yeah. I learned about the synoptic gospels. I learned the Old Testament. I learned about the Apocrypha in high school. And we had a very good teacher. She was so thorough. Everyone in the class could hardly fail. Seriously. No, she was very thorough. And everyone had to have a school hymn book. We had to have a school hymn book. I wasn't saved, but I love that book so much. One song taught me in that book by Charles Wesley. Love divine, all love excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, fixing us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. I could go on. But I love that song so much, and I wasn't saved either. But those songs appeal to me even today. You know. But a lot of things happen while the bridegroom tarried. See. We don't know what else may happen, but the Bible did say at midnight, this tell me it's going to get darker and darker and darker. At midnight, the crowd made. So, We need grace for the long haul.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Yes. Long haul grace.
That's right.
Hebrews chapter 3. I've learned this from the Word of God. Sometimes the devil sells people something like this. You know, but up and down Christian life. That is not scriptural. It happened, but it's not scriptural. No. So we've got to watch ourselves.
Yes.
3 and verse 6. It said, but Christ is a son over his own house, whose house are we If we hold fast the confidence, rejoicing of the hope, firm unto the end. God has a purpose for saving us. It's to conform us to the very image of Christ in this life. It won't happen in an up and down experience. If you think it's a norm, the devil done sold you something. It's not normal. It's not right. Again, it says down further, if I can find the scripture. 14 says, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. So there is a proper walk with God.
Amen.
Yeah. And Paul saw this. And he was very concerned. And so he warned the saints. And thank God he wrote letters. Sometimes something might seem like a bad situation, like in Thessalonica. Paul went there and preached for a short while, was bringing the saints along, and he got kicked out of town. Seemed like, oh, so sad. But out of that came two glorious epistles and the glorious doctrine of entire sanctification. God knew what he was doing, wasn't he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So he wrote back to them to see how they were doing, and they were doing real fine. But Paul told them in his writing. These young saints, Paul wrote, chapter 3 and verse 12. There is a proper progressing in God. But Paul told him, say, the Lord make you to increase and abound in love. 3 and verse 12 says, the Lord make you. The Lord does this. If we are having the proper relationship with the Lord, you can do something in our life, for it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another and toward all men, as we do towards you. To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness. Yes. Before God. You're saying in the religious circle, I've already said a long time ago, when God look at the saved person living, he sees Jesus. God is not blind. The Lord says, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman, God not blind. You're saying God is sweeping through the nation with an awful searching eye. Every spot of imperfection must be purged or hope must die. I was written by Brother Warner. From what I've read, I have a lot of respect for Brother Warner, honestly. A lot of respect. I do. Lord, respect. His songs seem to carry a very particular message. And you know what? To me, they're scriptural. God really saved me out of the Bible. The Bible said, didn't the Lord say, present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but holy without blemish? That's God's purpose. We have to keep our eyes on the goal. Search me, O God. But we don't have to be, but we can take courage. Because God has given some exceeding great and precious promises that by these we might be partaker of the divine nature. Those things bless my soul. That gave me great hope. Yeah.
Amen.
Paul says, all the promises of God in him are yea and in him, amen.
Yeah.
Give it to us. Also, I read about the blood of Jesus. Oh my. What a glorious cleansing power. Listen to the scripture. Hebrews. We can come to God with confidence now. It's our Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, the Bible says. Okay, thank God. Hebrews 13. I love these scriptures. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. We heard some wonderful testimonies of God blessed, graced and kept, and led, and brought to the light. Great shepherd of the sheep. God brought him back, didn't he? When the disciples saw him crucified, oh, their hearts were wrong. But when he rose and found he was alive, praise the Lord. Jesus is so, he is so precious, Jesus. When I read the scripture, how he handled, he's deep. Well, let me bear with me there. I think about Zacchaeus. He would not seem like a righteous man, but when he heard about Jesus, I got to see him. I got to see him. Well, who is this man? I want to see him real bad. But he had a problem. He was a little short, so there's a big crowd. But he want to see him real bad. Because he heard some wonderful things. Yes, what did he do? Raise the dead. I want to see him. I'm going to see him. Purpose. So he went ahead and climbed a sycamore tree, and he got a good look. And he actually saw what a lot of people didn't see. He actually saw Jesus. You can't truly see him and stay the same. When you truly see Jesus, it have an effect on the inner man. So he truly saw the Lord. By the time the Lord got where he was a changed man. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. He is so precious. The lady who came in there and washed her hair, his feet with her hair. And those men were thinking all kind of evil. But Jesus is so precious. C.S. Dodd's woman. You don't see. She's changed. Thank the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. He's so precious. The Bible says, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. What a wonderful thing. Given for us. So, the God of peace that brought again from the dead, thank God he is risen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Amen. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. The blood will work a perfect cure, will cleanse the heart and keep it pure. The precious blood of Jesus. Peter said, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. We can take hope. You may have all kind of faults today. Struggles. Take hope. God, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, will make you perfect in every good work to do his will. So we have great hope today that it is our Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Because of Jesus. So, we don't have, if you are unwise today, you don't have to remain unwise. The Bible says now, wherefore now, be not unwise. You can take courage. If any man lack wisdom, what do? Come ask of God now. Proverbs told us out of ask. Come with a yearning. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. I have to find this thing at all costs. Amen. It is there. I have to get a hold of it at all costs. Yes. While on all the Lord calling, Lord, don't pass me by. So may the Lord help us. Heaven will surely be worth it all. Pray for me, please.